Yo, yo, P. Diddy Magic in the his house. I remember back in the 70s, actually it was the 80s, I guess. You knew when something had jumped the shark when it had its own disco song. And now here in the aughts, or whatever it is we call the first decade of the new millennium, you know that when something's got a rap song, it's pretty much jumped the shark. Meanwhile, in the bowels of the East and West Coast, the actual hip-hop artists are working on the next phase, you know, which hopefully won't sound like the commercially hijacked stuff. So for all my brothers and sisters out there working on real hip-hop, good luck, man. In the meantime, there's people like me. The wannabes. So anyway, I think I'd just do another Magic on Magic. This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming at you via the BelowTopSeeker.com general talk feed. And this is just yet another in my, I mean, every podcast for me is a vanity cast of some form or another, right? So just kind of, the purpose of this is just to provide a convenient status report, you know, for all those many, many dozens of people that actually give a rat's patoot what I'm up to. So anyway, the dealio is, yeah, I got the manic monologues going on, and trying to do a conversion. You know, I've been in this whole Serpo mode and fixated on the whole Serpo story, which really was a lot of fun. I mean, no matter what. And actually, I really have gotten a lot of musical inspiration from the Serpo story, just all the hullabaloo surrounding it and stuff. I'm planning, there's actually, as it turns out, I had 7 albums on deck before Serpo started. Now I have a new album concept that I'm going to be working on, which is going to be called Cryptomnesia, which is a Jungian phrase. Cryptomnesia, kind of like amnesia, except cryptomnesia. And it refers to ideas and things that either come from the collective unconscious or you simply heard before and you don't know where they came from, and that's kind of the idea behind that album. Which I mean, well, long. I'll save that for another time. So anyway, there's that. I'm planning to. Been checking behind the scenes. I wanted to get into more of a musical mode, and actually I do want to continue the manic monologues, and we'll see how I kind of mix all that in as I go through and try and adapt. And that's the thing. I've got this new workstation, and it really is just totally awesome. However, there's a few teething pains. There's a noisy power supply fan, and I got the power supply in, and need to swap that out. And there's, you know, new software, and then there's just all kinds of little things. Like, it's got a new mouse and keyboard, and I'm not sure I really like them. I've been trying to adjust to that, and so there's a lot of adjustment issues. And when I'm composing music and recording music, I'm kind of juvenile about it. Actually, infantile is probably closer to the word. I tend to get really snooty and snitty, and it's like, oh, I don't like it. Oh, you know, and I just wanted to go, and I tend to lose my patience a lot, and that can be a problem. You know, I'm a real prima donna. Oh, who would have thought, right? So anyway, there's that element of it, and I'm hoping this weekend that I'll really start kicking into, and you know, and also I've been kind of cooped up in this whole Serpo thing, so, I mean, here it is, it's like, you know, quarter after midnight, you know, my time, and I've been in night owl mode, and the weather's been so nice for February around here. I really am just thinking I might even make a short road trip or something, and that's one of the things I just wanted to point out. You know, in the online world, you know, people pop in, pop out, and, you know, I'll do the same thing. So if I disappear for a while, no, it doesn't mean the government got me or that, you know, I don't like ATS anymore or anything like that. It just may mean I'm off doing something and just doing it, you know. So fair warning, if I drop off the radar screen for a while, that's actually probably a really good sign. Anyway, so that's kind of my thinking right now. You know, we got Serpo in the can, as it were. Although you never know, Bill Ryan and company might come up with something interesting. But we'll let them take care of it. It's not our job to publicize Serpo, right? You know, there's so many other things going on. And you know, we have this war that we got to get around to. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of, you know, hullabaloo over in Iran. And it looks like the fans of, you know, the fans of hatred are, the flames of hatred are already being fanned and all that with this whole cartoon nonsense and all that. So, you know, there's definitely groundwork being laid for some drama in the world scene here pretty soon. And, you know, while that's all going on, I really do need to get around to doing my album. I'm supposed to have, well, yeah, okay, babble, all about me. All right, so anyway, well, actually, I am on topic. This is Magic on Magic. I'm supposed to be talking about me. All right, yeah, so, all right. Okay, so there, yeah. So anyway, yeah, so I'm looking at Kicking Out Wings of Gray, and and getting more into a musical mode and focusing more on that. And so we'll see how that goes. And, you know, I like to do all these other things. That's one of the problems with being a bipolar maniac like me is I'm easily distractible and like to go from one thing to another. And then I'll obsess on something random and just get totally carried away with that. And that's pretty much my working style. So anyway, it's kind of funny. In the Manic Monologues thread, it's like, you know, the record pimp chimes in. Does this have anything to do with the magic program for producing music? And I'm like, wow, no, but you know, it's a good question. Actually, it just kind of reminds me, yeah, you know, maybe I should be working on music. So that's my plan, friends, and we'll see how that goes. Until next time, this has been Magic. Be well, friends.